Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am honored to have with us the president of the Wells Fargo Center, John Page. John, say hi to everybody.
Good morning. My honor to be here.
Well, John, this is very exciting with you. You are going to spend $250 million to refurbish the Wells Fargo Center. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, and we're excited about the process and can't wait to get going.
When does it start? When do you start the reconstruction?
We actually started back in 16, coming out of the Democratic National Convention. We refurbished our suite level, and we did about $15 million worth of work last summer.
Right.
And this summer will be our biggest foray into our spending, close to $28 million this summer, which will start once the teams are through playing.
John, there is this... Is it true that when it was built, these high-up luxury boxes were a big deal? Now there's a different desire among people willing to make that financial commitment. Has that changed over the years?
I think so. I think people's tastes change.
Yeah.
I think the environment changes. When you look at the generation of buildings that were built in the Wells Fargo Center's age range, they were all very similar. The architecture was very similar. And a lot of that's changing and evolving because people want to be closer to the action. So a lot of these elements we're studying and we'll look to implement, not this summer, but the following summer of 8 or 19 and maybe even into 20.
All right. You know Joel Embiid has already tweeted out that it's probably time to just build a new building. Was that considered at all?
Absolutely. Yeah, we looked at it.
You did?
Yeah, we did look at it. You know, I think everybody gets caught up in that moment. Hey, let's just build it brand new. But when we look at what's there, the bones, the infrastructure, and what we can do to be efficient and put forth a best-in-class building, we really believe that this is the best route to go to get us another 20, 25 years out of the facility and then look to build new.
Okay, so what's the most exciting thing to you, John, that will be added to the Wells Fargo Center in the next few years?
I think it's everything. I think when you look at what fans want and the experiences available to really open the building up, bringing in energy from the concourse, adding new elements, glass so that people don't feel so confined up on the mezzanine, new seats, new sound system. I mean, everything we're doing is really to make sure that the fans have a great experience. We're fortunate with the teams, with what's being accomplished right now in the city, starting with the Eagles. You know, you look at what the Sixers are about to do with their season and their generational players, the Flyers, Villanova basketball, the Phillies are getting ready to start up. Everything in South Philly is going to transcend, and this town is ready for a lot of significant changes.
All right, the arena analyst we have on this show is Al Morganti, and he said he needs a new sound system.
That's going in.
It
that'll
is,
be done this summer.
Now, that'll be great for all the concerts, too, right?
Well, no, the concerts don't actually use that sound
they
system.
They don't?
No, they bring in all their own sound.
Oh, okay, so that will just be out. Then this is being brought
for Lou
in
Nolan.
For our wing bowl.
It's for Lou Nolan.
This is for our wing bowl that they're going to have better sound in there, right, John?
Most of the changes that we're looking at evolve around the wing bowl.
Yeah.
There it
for
is.
For that annual
yeah.
event. We want to make
number
sure.
Number one being thrown
hey,
us out.
I knew that. Yeah.
John is looking for ways to get us out of the
John,
Wells Fargo set.
We're in favor of whatever you're planning.
That's great.
All right. John, there's one thing about this that fascinates me because it's how things have changed over time. That there will now be luxury facilities beneath the rink and the court. Is that right?
There's been an advent, kind of a new concept, if you will, bunker suites.
Yeah.
You know, it started years ago. Detroit, the old building in Auburn Hills, put them in. You look at some of the new buildings, what Madison Square Garden's done, even in Nashville for the hockey team. They've looked at space that really isn't revenue producing. So how can they add to the element, give somebody a unique experience? Maybe it's watching the players come on the ice or seeing the basketball team enter the court, come off. So these are things that people are looking to do. So that's part of our analysis. You know, we work with the Sixers on what makes sense for them as a tenant in the building. So these are things that we're looking to add and implement as we go through the architectural design and the vision for the future.
This is what I'm curious about because I've seen this with buildings. When they built the new Yankee Stadium, this happened. Jonesy tells me you have seen it in some arenas.
Detroit is going through it right now.
You have this great facility down below with this great food experience as well. And the people that have seats right near the court or near the rink never take the seats, and it looks like there's empty seats. Is that a worry for you?
I don't think so. I think with what we're doing, we're not talking thousands of seats.
Okay.
You know, we're talking maybe 120, 150 seats.
Right.
And right now, based on the design and the way the building's set up, it would be on the non-TV side anyway.
Okay.
So, you know, we want to make sure that what is portrayed in the arena is accurate. But I think in some of those venues, because they have so many seats, the same thing happened in Toronto years ago. Mm-hmm. Jonesy can, you know, probably remember that when they added some premium seating, they were vacant. But I think it'll be a different process for what we're looking to accomplish.
Will you replace the seats themselves?
This summer, we will replace every seat upstairs in the mezzanine.
Wow.
So we're going to change the color, and we're going to really just kind of really, you know, redesign, refresh, and have a different look and feel. So it's something that I think everybody's really going to appreciate, and it's the start of something very, very special.
I'm going to tell you what really upsets me in the airline industry, John. Every time they change the seats, they make them narrower, right? And it's very uncomfortable. Will these seats remain as wide as they are now, or because we're getting fatter, make them even wider?
They will be at least the same size.
Nice.
It's something that we studied and analyzed, just what the width is.
Yeah.
You know, some people do grow as they get older. They
get chunky.
They grow out, not up.
And, yeah, exactly.
Those are things that we are very well aware of. And, we want people to be comfortable for the 2-3, you know, however many hours they're spending in there and enjoy themselves.
John, tell us a little bit about the process that went into the planning that you guys are doing now. Did you go to a lot of other arenas to see what really worked? Like, what did you take from other places that you want to use at the Wells Fargo Center?
Yeah, similar to when the Wells Fargo Center was built, there was a lot of emphasis in what does work, what doesn't work.
Mm.
So we took a group of people. We went down to Tampa to see the arena in Tampa, which was a refresh and renovation. We saw the new building in Orlando. We went to Chicago, which was built the year before the Wells Fargo Center. We went to Boston. You know, to really understand, okay, these buildings have had these elements designed into them, and what have they done to refresh them and make the building better?
How are we holding up against those?
I think fantastic.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you look at the amount of people that go through the venue,
yeah,
you know, we're in excess of 2.5 million people a year that go through there.
That's amazing.
And it's,
wow,
you know, it's a lot of wear and tear. So a lot of the spend, too, is infrastructure improvements. So, you know, not just sound, but mechanical, you know, it's heating, it's HVAC, it's plumbing. It's all the things that make the building tick, and even, you know, the technological advances, you know, the Wi-Fi and digital menu boards, all the things that really make the user that much more appreciative of what we're trying to accomplish.
You mentioned about the skylines. How are you going to do that where you feel like you're kind of in the city, but you're in the building?
When you're up in the mezzanine, the concession stands, most of them are on the outside wall, particularly on the north end, which is facing Center City. So we can basically eliminate all of the block, still have the point of sale, and then open that up with glass, take off the metal cladding on the outside of the building. So it's something that the architecture firm that we've retained felt fairly strongly about, as did we. We want it to be open, and that's really when you see what we did on a limited basis up on the mezzanine so far. Doing what we're going to do is going to open up the concourse. There'll be areas where the concourse will now attach from the outer bowl to the inner bowl, not so confined as it's been. So those are things, too, that I think people will really appreciate and add extra energy into the bowl.
John, how much fan input did you take, and are you still listening for it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we did some surveys years ago, not years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. We had a firm that really helped us with that, and we constantly survey and work with our fans to understand what they like, what they don't like, and we integrate that feedback. The Flyers just had a town hall meeting 2 weeks ago, so those are things that we really take to heart to make sure that we're doing everything possible to do this right. Because we get one shot at it, and then, you know, it's going to live another 20-plus years, and then we'll, you know, really look to decide what happens in the future.
When will fans start to see a difference in the building?
Some of the seats will start to go in May.
Mm.
So just based on our timeline, and hopefully we're working around a team schedule, whether it's the Sixers or the Flyers. But we're going to start some of the work in May. The physical work, a lot of the work has been ongoing behind the scenes. So we're redoing a lot of our HVAC systems to make it a much more efficient building. So that's ongoing. Sound system design's ongoing. So a lot of that, you'll start to see some of the physical aspects take place this summer when the demolition occurs.
Right. In keeping with my previous question about the seats, will there be more food options?
Absolutely. You know, those are the things that we're looking at with our food and beverage provider. We want to be fresh and unique.
I think you guys are good, by the way, with the food. Al, is the food good at the Wells Fargo Center?
It's very good. Well,
it's really
good.
It's
so many different restaurants now.
Well, thank you. We want to make it better.
Yeah.
We're going to have a food committee, so you're more than welcome to join us.
No. Don't.
Oh, no, don't.
Hold on, John. No, John, wait
a
minute. Shut up, people. So would I get to sample different foods for free?
Absolutely. We'll make sure.
I am on the board, Al.
He's honored to be honored.
We'll give you a big
steak
seat
of your life.
You can grow into your seat as you sample.
No, I've been growing. Believe me, I'm growing down there. That's not
absolutely
a problem.
Yeah.
I love it, John. I'm excited about it. You just made me more excited about it. Sounds like a great thing. Three years for the total renovation process.
Yeah, there's still some design work that we're undertaking. So until we have our so-called master plan, it could bleed a little bit, which for us is fine as long as we get it right.
Right.
And we work around our schedule, which is can be very complicated this time of year.
And finally, this is a non-renovation of the Wells Fargo Center. How excited are you that it appears that we are going to have some playoff games in the Wells Fargo Center in the next month or so?
It's extremely exciting. You know, the arena season is long. You know, we start gearing up in September. We run through April, and this is the special time of year. And to have two teams that are poised to make a good long run, not just this year but for the future, there's nothing quite like it. And we're confident that they're going to be there for the long run, and we're ready to accommodate the schedule as needed.
Has there been some conversation of banning the Wing Bowl?
No, there has not.
Well, I think you should start it now. Al, are you with us?
Yeah. Throw us out.
We're begging
please,
you, John.
Please.
I don't think we've been good tenants.
No. I don't think we belong in a beautiful new palace.
Yeah,
building.
First of all, you're going to spend $250 million and keep us in there? I think that's bad management.
Yeah.
It could be, and I'll be solely to blame for that.
It could be.
But John doesn't realize we're serious.
No, he doesn't know if we're serious. Only we know we are serious.
No, I've had the pleasure of being at many, many Wing Bowls.
Oh,
and,
no, you haven't. That pleasure and Wing Bowl are not synonymous.
Well, it depends on how you look at it, I guess.
John, you're awesome, man. We love the work you guys are doing. We are 100% behind it. Keep us posted on how it's developing, all
right? We'll get you down. You can kind of take a look and report back.
That sounds great. That is John Page, the president of the Wells Fargo Center. Thank you so much for coming in today, John.
Thank you.
We learned a lot out. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, you need a bigger seat.
Yeah,
lazy boy, recliners.
My questions may seem wrong, but they're actually designed for our audience, which is heavy.
And you're fat ass.
and I speak for them with my big rear end.
It's nice to talk to a president, not just tweet with him.
No, that's right. It's a different kind of president there, Jonesy. WIP Sports Time, 9:41.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.